主，我们谢谢你流了你的宝血。
Thank you for shedding your precious blood.
我们今天能够再次站立在你的面前。
Therefore, we are now able to stand in your presence today.
以那宝贵的十字架的大能。
The great power in your precious cross.
赐给了我们生命。
Has given us a new life.
因为那宝贵十字架的救恩
and the salvation of your cross,
再一次见证了您的爱永不改变
and once again testify to us your everlasting love.
早上求你用你自己的灵充满这地
Oh Lord, fill this place with your Holy Spirit.
你感动所有弟兄姐妹的心
and touch and move every heart.
让你自己的灵运行在每一位弟兄姐妹的心里。
And your Holy Spirit moves around in everyone's heart.
让我们再一次能够用高声来唱主你那宝贵十字架，我们谢谢你。
So that we can sing from our heart and with our mouth loudly that Lord, we thank you for your precious cross.
感谢奉主的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
宝贵十字架，我们唱了两次副歌来。
I sing chorus twice.
宝贵十字架的大能是我生命主耶稣我匍匐敬拜你宝贵十字架的救恩是你所立的约你的爱永远不会改变唱快点
One more time
宝贵十字架的大能是我生命主耶稣我匍匐敬拜你宝贵十字架的救恩是你所立的约你的爱永远不会改变你的因主的爱永远不改变
Yes, because his love never changes
我们在世上行走我们就尽可只要有耶稣
We can say, yeah, I'd rather have Jesus in this life
因为耶稣在我们的心里边使我们能够愿意说主我们愿有耶稣胜过那金银胜过那财富无边
Because we have Jesus' life living inside of us, we can all now claim that I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold.
更重要的，因为有主耶稣在我们心里边，我们能够胜过一切的仇敌，一切的捆绑。
And more importantly, because of His life inside of us, we can overcome all power and bondages.
弟兄姐妹，我们一起来唱这首。我宁愿有耶稣
Let us sing this song together I'd rather have Jesus
我们一起来纪念那宝贵的十字架
In remembrance of his precious cross
记得那当初曾经是那羞耻的标志如今却成为一个荣耀的光辉的标志
To remember that used to be the sign of shame Now it's the sign of eternal glory
那化羞耻为荣耀和光辉实在就是那主耶稣对我们的爱
It is the love of Jesus that has turned the curse into blessing for us
因此我们要敞开我们的心我们说我宁愿有耶稣
Therefore let us sing this song with our heart open says I'd rather haveJesus.
我们来一起来。
Let's sing it together.
我宁愿有耶稣能救我命我命主耶稣生活在苦中间我命愿有耶稣引导我前行，全部做宣告，吹动这王朝，天天受宣告。 胜过这绝望，
我懂得
忘
怀，也悲痛，也悲伤，
brothers and sisters,
我们宁有耶稣。
We rather have Jesus.
不只因为他引导我们的前面的道路。
Not only because he leads us onwardly.
也不只因为他自己所有的一切值得我们的称扬。
Not only because he is worthy of our praises.
实在是因为他的生命与我们生命有了连结。
It's more because of we are united with him in life.
希望我们今天早上来到这里不是只是来参加一个宗教的仪式。
So that we are not here just to attend a religious ceremony.
而是我们在这个时候我们心就被神的爱所感。
But here, right at this moment, we can be touched and moved by the love of God.
试着摸着我们的心。
Try to feel your heart.
是的时候是不是有主的爱在你的心里面
Do you feel the love of the Lord in your heart?
试着把我们的眼睛闭起来
Close your eyes
看看试着去思想那十字架上主就钉在那个地方
Meditate upon the scene of his crucifixion
那双手敞开
How he opened up his arms
那钉痕的手
And the nail-pierced hands.
那肋旁所流出的血与水
And the blood and water that flew down from his side.
就洗净了我们一切的罪
That has cleansed us of sin.
就愿这个时候我们的心就这样的敞开与主的爱就这样连接在一起
Right, a moment like this, open up our heart and unite our heart with his.
使我们能够再继续唱下这首我宁愿有耶稣。
And then with that, let's sing the song one more time.
希望这首歌就真的是有了它真正当有的意义。
Then this song will be meaningful to us.
我继续来唱，因你是美中最美，远胜百合，你是天中之天，远胜蜂房地蜜。
Let's sing the last verse together.
来。
那是美中最美，远胜百合。它是天中天，胜满风光地明。它是一切一切。
Lord, be with us with your Holy Spirit.
保守今天的聚会。
Keep the meeting this morning.
保守梁妈妈她的心，让她心里边有平安。
Give peace to the speakers, Sister Liang.
知道所一切要来分享的主，都要与你自己的名相连接。
Knowing that whatever we do it in the name of the Lord.
也求更求你告我们顾弟兄的口
and anoint the lips of Brother Ku
让他自己心里边与你自己的灵联合成义
that his spirit united with yours.
因为他说分享的都主都来自你自己。
And he will speak directly from your heart.
把以下的时间就像恭敬的交在主的手中。
And we just trust the meeting in your hands.
愿所有的荣耀赞美都归于我主耶稣的名。
And we give all the glory and honor and praises to you, Jesus.
感谢奉主的名求。
In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
我们把以下时间交给。
We'll give the time to Sister Liang. She will tell us a story in about 5 to 10 minutes. And she will say that without English translation. And I will briefly translate afterwards.
各位弟兄姐妹们，平安。我在本周星期三早上8点的左右听到家生儿子打了一通电话给我，他说妈，我想计划安排你在星期天集会的时候上台跟我讲一个关于肘子方面或者是双膜干前方面的故事，好不好啊？我当时听啊很喜乐的，没一家思索的，没有什么诺，随之而来的惊慌、害怕、愧疚充满了我的心房。为什么呢？因为我已经信主受浸快20年了，可是我从来没有机会阅读过圣经，我也从来没有开口向主祷告过，可是默默真的祈求我是有的。我更没有在众多弟兄姐妹们集会的当中开口分享过主的预言。哎，兄弟姐妹们呐、啊，算是20年，我算是20年的基督徒啊，连跟我活在一起的老公啊，他丝毫没有察觉出来，没有看出来我是基督徒。回想起来，这神的对我的试炼呢、啊，是就是够久够长了。我已经算是在四周环境遭遇到患难的地方，神所设立的信心学校。我已经受训异业了，我已经领悟到信富贫穷也是富足，一个人没有信心呢、啊，富足也是贫穷。我更领悟到我们敬父神是信心的果子，更领悟到耐忍耐是果子的特色。对不起，因为我最近2-3年以来，圣言城赐给我们家全家人的祝福已经够多够多了，但是因为我们两个老人家年纪高了，94、80，身体就有一点衰弱，不时有病痛发生，常常会感到忧愁、烦恼、苦命，情绪不佳，不知如何是好等等的状况会发生。所幸我的小女儿佳琪，她心中有感，她特地给我买了一本双膜甘泉中文大字版的，叫我来研读。可是我研究阅读了时间很短，我只有读了几章还有几节，我也只有读过一遍。可是但是我读书啊非常专心，我一时啊茅塞顿开，而且今天啊还有这个胆量啊 在台上，在各位弟兄姐妹的前面来分享竹子的故事。你看这是何等的荣耀，感恩神赐给我的能力和智慧，希望各位弟兄姐妹多多鼓励。上帝创造宇宙万物，地上其他的植物不计其数。为什么我今天专讲竹子的故事呢？因为它有它的特点。竹子的，因为上帝在圣经上面有回答过，园中的植物虽多啊，但是我说爱上了你，我选择了你做我活用的器皿，这是上帝说的。我现在以竹子植树的方式，因为竹子的故事啊，圣经上面树父的方方根前叙述的是很多，我没有时间讲那么多，我就以竹子植树的方式来向各位分享，讲得不好敬请大家原谅，还请看在我是家生的母亲的份上耐心的分享吧，谢谢。因为时间很短了，我也不能长篇大论，我只有简简短短的扼要说一二。好像有一天竹子向主说，主啊，你创造我栽培我，我会永远感谢你的，我会常常想报答你的，可是我在园中是唯我独尊的，我长得比谁都高啊，美丽可爱极了，我的眼睛是傲视一切的，现在你要把我砍下来，奇痛无比呀、啊！又把我焚在地上，又把驱在他们之下，从此也再没有出头的日子了。主啊，你何其忍心呢？主回答说啊，亲爱的肘子啊，你忍耐吧，我要让你呀、啊。到了第二天，主又把我所有的叶子剪去。哎呀，我发急的问呢、啊，主啊，你这样待我未免太苛刻了吧？我已经被你砍倒在地上，也不能高增之力了。现在我所夸口的，只有这一点翠溜的叶子了。难道你要把我这一点点青藤的美丽也夺走了吗？主啊，你放过我吧，你让我答应你别的要求好吗？主说，你的叶子不剪去，我不能容你啊，你忍耐吧。再过了一天，主说，我可爱的竹子，现在我要把你身上所有的枝子削去，然后我才能认你啊，容你啊。竹子听了颤声的快说道，主啊，我的叶子已经剪去了，再把我的枝子削掉，那边我成了一个顶丑的长席条了，一无所有了，你这样叫我怎么有面貌可以做轴子呢？这件事情未免太不讲理了吧。主说，如果你的枝子不去掉，我不能容你啊，忍耐吧。到了第四天，主说，我所爱的竹子啊，这是我最后一次要求哦，我现在要把锉子把你里面的每一节锉通哦，然后我才能用你啊。竹子向苦嚎啕大哭说，主啊，我的根你也砍了， 叶子已经剪了，枝子也削去了，怎么还要把我的里面的解戳通呢？那种切国国费的痛，你叫我怎么忍受呢？这时主位顾不了那么多了，就把那个他的每一节错通了，成为一个中空的管子，将一头接到水源上面，另一头呢就接通一块田中，使得那一块田有水的灌溉啊，成了很肥腰，结了很多的果子，年年丰收，世世代代这样子传承下来了。兄弟姐妹们，你们愿意做什么通活水的管子吗？你们愿意牺牲小我，忍耐一切痛苦，去顺服神的旨意，把自己当作粪土，把基督是一切，能体会到神的心意，还有主的谦卑，主的信心，主的爱，主的能力，而且不肯阻止神的计划，一直让神借着他工作的人去拯救世人，好吗？我相信只要我们依靠神，不偷赏神的荣耀，神对我们祝福是无限量的，包括全家人家在内。我的儿子家生开始前十家父侍神做神的牧人的时候，我们两个老人有点不舍，有点不放心。现在我看到神对他们的祝福，包括全家人，是满意有余的，我们感到骄傲还满足，感谢神。阿们。还有一点，肘子的故事是神赐给每一个信徒们的一个启示。各位弟兄姐妹，我们只要安息在神的心怀中，未来的无论是遇到狂风暴浪、惊涛骇浪、雷轰、闪电，或者是浓雾，或者是冰山等等，我们只要抓住夺柄，那就是神的信实、神的试用，还有和基督耶稣里面不止的爱就好了。神的恩典不能使我们避免风浪，却能使我们经过风浪，不能使我们保住没不遇风不遇危险，却能保我们稳到彼岸。弟兄姐妹们，人生在世，往往最受苦最多的人，常常是果子结的最多的人，因为我们的苦难能叫神得到荣耀，叫人得幸福。往往使你痛苦的遭遇啊，使你流泪的难去，都是你凌晨中的乌云。你要是从地上往上去啊，果然是又黑又暗。你要是曾与基督同坐天上往下望啊，那就会看见你所惧怕的乌云呐，正是光明无比呀、啊，美丽绝伦的彩云，成为宇宙中小有的事物。啊，看了之后啊，你们看了之后，也许你会兴高采烈，忘记你们所有的疲惫和沮丧了，就有许多的心，使大家健康幸福。因为时间很有限，谢谢各位分享，祝大家平安喜乐。而且轩轩来英文讲一下。
I'll quickly explain the story. It's a story about a bamboo. This bamboo, there's a group of bamboos that are tall and handsome, standing in the garden. They're very proud of the way they look. But one day, God went into the garden and chopped it down, and the bamboos were complaining. They said, "Lord, what are you doing to me? I used to be so high and tall and beautiful. Look, I'm now laying flat on the ground. I'm so ugly. I'm lower than everybody else." But the Lord says, "Be patient, because I have a purpose for you. I need to use you." And the next day, God came along, not only chopped it from its root, I started taking the leaves away. And the bamboo started complaining, "The Lord, the green leaves were my only decoration left. Why are you taking the leaves away from me? I'm even more ugly than before." But the Lord said, "Be patient, because I need to use you. With these, I can't use you." And day three, the Lord came by again. Not only took away the leaves, this time he wanted to chop away all the remaining branches on the bamboos. And the bamboos were crying, "The Lord, what are you doing? Now I have nothing but like a skinny rod. And I'm just so ugly." The Lord says, "Be patient, because I want to use you." And then day four, the Lord came by, and this time the Lord said, first, he said, "I have one more request. You know how bamboos have all these segments? And like a blockage in between. It's a per block, right? And the blockage will stop anything from going into it." And the Lord says, "You know, I need to do this one more thing, which is I will use force and struck through to take away all the blockages." And bamboo really felt that he was without any hope, because he would just be completely useless to himself. And without knowing, next day, the Lord connected all the bamboos together, making a long channel. And one end of the channel is placed by the water fountain, the spring in the mountains. And the end of the entire channel goes into the field. And therefore, the living water in the mountain can go through the bamboos all the way into the field and provide the water supply for the field. And each year, all these trees and crops were yielded because of the water supply. So the bamboo became something so useful in the hands of the Lord, to his great surprise. And I guess the moral of the story is for us to know, are we willing to set aside our own desire, our own pride, our own plan, and let God do what he wants? That is, are we willing to be as humble, as obedient as Jesus Christ, and allow God to achieve something very significant, become a channel of blessings to others? So that's just the summary of the story. Now we give the time to Brother Koo.
It is a joyful thing to come into the house of the Lord.
我很高兴来到神的家中.
And because we know the Lord loves every one of us.
因为爱我们每一个人.
And he loves the elderly.
他爱年长的.
And he loves the young ones.
也爱年轻的.
And he loves the one who has a lot of faith.
他爱那些有信心的.
And he loves the one who seeks after him in faith.
他也爱那些寻求他的.
And he even loves those who does not know what faith is.
他甚至爱那些连信心是什么都不知道的人.
And nothing that we do can change the heart of the Lord for us.
无论我们做什么, 没有人能改变神向我们的心意.
And the gospel of today is that God has a plan that he wants to save every one of us.
而福音呢, 就是说, 神有一个伟大的计划, 就是要拯救所有的人。
That's why each time when we come to a gospel meeting, we rejoice.
那就是为什么每一次我们传福音的时候, 我们都很喜乐。
Because it doesn't matter where we are at.
因为不在乎我们今天的光景如何。
We know that God's love is made available for us.
我知道神爱我们, 而且这个爱是对我们每一个人都存在的。
It is a beautiful thing that we can enter into the house of the Lord.
能够进入神的家是一件美事。
And to recognize that Jesus reigns in us.
认识神在我们心中掌权。
And we know that Jesus is the Lord.
认识耶稣是主。
And what does the name of Jesus mean?
耶稣这个名字是什么意思呢?
And Jesus means the Lord saves.
耶稣这个名字一说，耶稣他要拯救。
It means the Lord saves.
讲到说主要拯救。
And one day there was this person who walked on the street.
有一天有这么一个人在街上走。
And then there was this Bible clapping Christian who walks by also.
迎面而来的是一个基督徒手里拿了一本圣经。
And then he tapped on his shoulder, "Mister."
然后这个基督徒拍拍这个陌生人的肩膀。
And he said, "Jesus saves."
跟他说, "耶稣救你."
And that person was very puzzled.
那个人呢很迷惑。
Jesus saves what?
他说耶稣救什么
?What do you mean Jesus saves?
什么意思叫做耶稣拯救
?And then he says, do you mean Jesus wants to save me?
那这个陌生人就问基督徒说你意思说耶稣愿意拯救我吗
?But why do I need to be saved?
但是我为什么需要拯救呢
?I am going to my office.
我现在要去上班。
And I own the company.
我拥有一个公司。
And I have a lot of employees.
我有许多的雇工。
I am saving a lot of people.
事实上我拯救了许多人的需要。
Why do you say Jesus saves?
那你为什么对我说耶稣能拯救呢
?Can you clarify what Jesus saves mean?
你可不可以稍微讲清楚一点
?And then the Bible clapping Christian is not ready to tell him the story.
但是这个夹着圣经的基督徒还没有准备好如何回答这样的问题。
Because he had heard someone else who preached the gospel that way.
因为他曾经也听人家向他传福音。
And he said one day another person was walking on the street and then he just tapped on someone's shoulder and said, Jesus saves.
他听到说有一个人也是基督徒走在路上呢对着一个陌生人拍拍他肩膀说耶稣拯救你。
And just so happened that the person who got tapped on the shoulder has a great need in his life.
那个陌生人正好在当时有个很大的需要。
And because his wife was having a terminal cancer.
因为他的太太患了癌症。
So he was praying, Oh Lord, if you can save, I will believe in you.
而这个陌生人走在街上正在祷告说神啊若是你能拯救我的太太我就信你。
And that Christian tapped on his shoulder that Jesus saves.
所以当那个基督徒拍他肩膀说耶稣能拯救的时候。
And suddenly the man who was murmuring in his heart.
那个自言自语在心中祷告的那个陌生人。
And is so full of joy and full of faith all of a sudden.
就一下子被喜乐和信心充满。
Thank you, God.
他就说谢谢你神啊。
Jesus saves.
耶稣能拯救。
Why there are two different people there?
那为什么这两个陌生人的光景截然不同呢
It's just because one person who recognized what his need is.
因为有一个人呢是认识他的需要是什么。
The other person was living happily in his own prosperity.
另外一个人呢在他富足的生活里过得似乎很满足。
He does not know what his real need is.
他还不了解他真正的需要是什么。
But just like the story we heard from our elderly sister.
就像我们刚才年长的两姊妹所交通的。
He was like a very tall bamboo.
这个不知所有的人这个人就像那个高大的竹子。
And he was well planted in the garden.
他 在他的花园中生长。
He has his own property.
他有他自己所属的区域。
And he has his own extension of beautiful branches and leaves.
他有美好的枝干和树叶。
He shelters a lot of people in the hot summer sun.
借着这些枝叶他还是为别人预备了遮蔽在太阳中。
He thinks he is serving other people.
他觉得他是在照顾其他的人。
He thinks he is doing a lot of good for the humankind.
他觉得他为人类做了不少的好事。
But until one day God said, that is not your true calling.
直到有一天神说这不是你生命中真正的意义。
And I want to use you.
我要用你。
But before I can use you,
但在我能够用你之前
I have to first save you.
我必须先拯救你。
Jesus wants to save every one of us.
主耶稣要拯救每一个人。
Why?
为什么?
Because each one of us is born into this world with a mission.
因为我们每一个人都带着使命来到这世上。
Yes, we have to grow up as the children in his house.
是的，我们要在他的家中长大。
And when you are children, you have to go to school, you have to learn.
当我们做孩童的时候，我们需要去上学，去学习。
And you have to learn all that you can in order to continue to live on in this world.
我们要尽可能的学习，好让我们能够生存在这世界里。
But that's not your true calling.
但那却不是我们生命的意义。
And one day you will get, you know,good results from your school.
也许呢你会上课的成绩很好。
And perhaps you got qualified to get into a better school.
你还觉得可以申请进入很好的学校。
And then better works.
然后找到好的工作。
And even better company that you will own.
在或者你拥有好的生意和企业。
But that's not your true calling.
但是这些都还不是你生命真正的意义。
God still awaits for you.
神仍然在等待着。
He wants to give you the gospel.
他要把好的福音赐给你。
How do we define the gospel?
我们如何定义什么是福音呢?
Let us read the Bible.
让我们看看神在他圣经里怎么说的。
The book of Romans says the gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes.
罗马书一章告诉我们说这福音乃是神的大能要救一切相信的。
For the man who has a great need in his life.
对那些在生命中有需要的人。
And he realized that he loves his wife.
这个陌生人爱他的太太。
But all the money he has cannot save his wife.
他即使拥有所有的财富，他不能拯救他的太太。
And all the cleverness that he has cannot save his wife.
他所有的聪明才智不能拯救他的太太。
And he was a powerful man in this world.
他在这世上可以说是一个有能力的人。
But when it comes to the matter of life and death, he is helpless.
但面对生死的问题的时候，他是一无所能。
But we thank the Lord.
但是我们感谢主。
That he comes to this stage in his life.
主耶稣在他生命中这个阶段里来到他的身边。
Then he recognized that above all else there is a God.
这个陌生人一下明白了，在一切以外，其上还有一位神。
And somehow he can even hear the murmurs of our own hearts.
这位神这么伟大，他甚至听到我心中的喃喃自导。
Oh Lord, only if you can save my wife.
哦，神啊，如果你能救我的太太。
Oh, Mr. Jesus saves.
对，一个人来拍我的肩膀说耶稣能拯救。
What a great liberation.
何等大的释放啊。
Oh, what a great need being met by the love of God.
哦，神的爱来遇见我这样的需要了。
A great bamboo.
那个伟大的竹子。
Realize that bamboo by itself is useless.
突然明白了，身为高大的竹子是没有什么用的。
It has small functions for small things.
也许在一些小事上有一些功用。
But in the hearts of God, He has a greater plan for that bamboo.
但是在创造宇宙的神心中，他有一个更好的计划。
So when he hold fast to the promise of the Lord,
所以他就抓住了神的应许。
He believes.
他相信了。
Then the power of God comes to that household.
神的能力就临到了那个家。
First, he saves that man.
第一，神先拯救了这个男人。
He gives him a faith that he will continue to pray for his wife.
给了他一个信心，让他能够不断的祈祷，为他的太太祷告。
And then he become like a bamboo that is being, you know, has the living water comes through it.
渐渐，这个男人在神的手就成为那个有活水经过的那个竹子。
Then he goes home to his dying wife.
他回到他垂死的太太的身边。
And he gives the gospel to his wife.
告诉他这个福音。
Wife.I met God today.
他说太太啊你知道吗我今天遇见了神了。
The Lord said Jesus saved.
他说他能拯救。
I believe it.
我相信。
You have hope.
你就有盼望了。
He prayed for his wife.
他为他的太太祷告。
And his wife getting worse every day.
他的太太情况一天比一天糟。
But as she was dying on the outward form.
在外面看来他似乎一天一天的衰弱了。
One day, the wife suddenly turned all her grief into joy.
有一天他所有脸上的忧愁转为喜乐。
She is dying for sure.
他知道他是必死的。
But suddenly something went inside of her.
但是突然有一个说不出的力量进到他的心中。
Do you know when a person is hopeless for a long time?
你知道当一个人在很长的一段时间里都没有盼望的时候。
Sometimes the hopelessness will really drain the person.
这个无望的情形会叫一个人非常的下沉。
And then it will make the person completely, utterly destroyed.
甚至呢完全毁了这个人。
And she was one day very, very tired of being hopeless.
那一天呢她实在是对于人生无望这件事非常的厌倦了。
It's not to say that all of a sudden she realized something.
所以并不是说突然她领悟了什么事情。
But she justlived through this hopelessness and she said I'm sick and tired of being so hopeless.
因为她在这无望的光景中太久她到一个程度她说我非常的厌烦这个状态。
She said this crazy husband of mine.
她说我这个像疯了的丈夫。
And she used to cry with me.
她从前呢常常陪在我身边一起哭泣。
Now I looked at him.
现在我看见她。
He is praying for me.
她却是常常为我祷告。
He still have tears.
虽然你看到她仍然流泪。
But he's no longer worried.
但是我却发现她不再忧愁。
I'm sick and tired of this Christian who is so hopeful when they don't have the dying, when they don't have their own life at stake.
对于这样子的基督徒我是很厌烦的因为她自己生命是没有危机的所以我看到她这样我很受不了。
It's easy for him to believe in the gospel.
当然就他而言信主是很容易的。
But I'm dying.
但是我是一个垂死的病人。
Can you tell?
你看不出来吗?
Ask the doctor.
你问问看我的医生。
Two months left.
只剩下两个月的生命。
Maybe less.
也许不到两个月。
How does this Christian get so happy about everything?
好为什么基督徒能够对每一件事都这么喜乐?
I was a little touched when he cried for me in hopelessness also.
当我无望的时候，她为我哭泣，我是蛮受感动的。
And she turned her grief into anger towards her own husband.
所以渐渐的，她本来的那个忧愁呢，变成向她先生的愤怒。
And she murmured and she complained.
她就开始抱怨。
That really make this dying person even more ugly.
这样让这个垂死的病人看起来更丑陋了。
And she murmured and complained.
她不断地在那里喃喃自语，不断地抱怨。
And then until one day she got sick and tired of this complaining on.
直到有一天呢，她对于她这样不断地抱怨的情形感到非常厌倦了。
And she said, if I die, I'm going to see death or God one way or the other.
她说，我既然要死了，我必须要知道我若死后是去见神呢，还是见永远的死亡。
And then she think in herself.
她就自己想。
If there's a true God.
若是宇宙中间真有一位神。
Just allow me to see you once before I die.
神啊，求你让我在死前见你一面。
Then I would not complain about you anymore.
那我就再也不抱怨你了。
And while she was murmuring,
当她这样喃喃自语的时候
，while she tries to be angry in her,
她这里面正想要愤怒的时候
，while she wants to curse her own husband and children,
她正要咒诅她的先生跟她的孩子
，while she wants to curse herself and die early,
她也想咒诅自己，好让自己早点结束生命。
Suddenly,
突然之间
，she remember her husband says,
她想起她先生所说的
，Jesus saves,
耶稣能拯救
，and she just say, Jesus saves.
所以
他
就
she was so angry.
他说若是耶稣能拯救为什么我们这么愤怒
And the power of God suddenly came upon him.
当他这样想的时候突然神的能力临到了他
He did not mean to believe in Jesus saves.
他并没有意思说要来相信耶稣能拯救这件事
But she was repeating the words that Jesus saves.
而是因为他喃喃自语重复了耶稣能拯救这个智慧
Our God is so good and merciful.
我们的神是这样充满了恩惠和怜悯
Even though we don't mean it.
甚至在我们并口心口不合一的时候
God is faithful and true to his own words.
但是神对着他自己的话语是非常信实可靠的
Jesus saves.
耶稣能拯救
She was angry.
他讲的时候还充满了愤怒
Suddenly there is a relief of joy in her.
但是突然一下一个能力进来释放他充满了喜乐
It's not her.
不是他做了什么
It's not her.
不是他做了什么
But God has chosen her.
而是神拣选了他
Because she just said Jesus saves.
因为他说耶稣能拯救
And Jesus truly saves.
而耶稣的确拯救了他
She died the next day.
第二天他就过去了
But she met God before she died.
在他死之前他的确遇见了神
It was a wonderful story.
这是一个非常美好的故事
That our sister shared with us.
我们刚才两老姊妹跟我们分享故事是一个好的故事
Men are very short-sighted.
因为我们这个人常常非常的近观
When we are young and powerful,
当我们年轻充满能力的时候
we want to stay young and become more powerful.
我们希望一直保持年轻而且越来越有能力
We live a life like there's no tomorrow.
我们好像我们没有明天一样的方式在活着
And you know, young people is a very fortunate, living in a very fortunate time of today.
年轻人活在一个相当幸福的时代里
And I remember when I was young,
我记得当我年轻的时候
We only have a black and white TV.
我们只有黑白电视机。
That was only when I became 10 years old.
那是在我十岁的时候才发生的事情。
And then our children of today.
但是我们的孩子呢
？They have this color, what iPod or Zoom or whatever.
他们手上掌上型的那个小电脑，这是彩色的。
And they possess a power that.We could not dream of before.
他们今天所能够得到的能力是我们在小时候想都不敢想的。
Everything is so convenient for them.
什么事情都那么方便。
They enjoy living their life.
他们过得很开心。
They enjoy enjoying all the benefits that is passed on to them.
他们过得很享受的生活。
They don't need to do much.
他们不需要做很多事。
But they have a lot.
但是却能够拥有许多。
But even though they have a lot.
但是就算他们拥有许多。
They still want more.
他们还想要更多。
And that is the story of all mankind.
这个就是人类的整个的故事。
Not only our children.
不仅是我们的孩子如此。
If you ask our parents,
你问我们的父母。
They would say the same thing about us.
他们对我们生长的世代也会有一样的话。
And they say, when I was 40 years old,
他们说当他们40岁的时候。
We don't have a car.
我们没有车子的。
And we will have to take bus from one place to the next.
到哪里去都要坐公车的。
And sometimes we will take a train from one place to the next.
有时候得坐火车的。
We cannot fly.
我们是没有飞机可坐。
It takes a few days to get to the other place.
从一个地点到另外一个地点常常要几天的时间。
But today we have cars.
那么今天你我都有车。
I began with a Toyota.
我一开始买的是丰田。
Then I have a Lexus.
然后就买了 Lexus.
Now I want something better than that.
现在呢，我想要比 Lexus 还好的车。
We are all the same.
我们都一样的。
And we live in a very powerful time.
我们在活在一个很有能力的世代里。
But this power that we possess did not make us better.
但是我们能够拥有这些能力，不能让我们变得更好。
It just drives us further onward into this world.
这些的只是不断的驾驱我们往前。
And everybody who plant in garden knows, who planted a garden knows.
那些在园里常常工作人知道的。
That in America, whatever you plant, they grow very big.
在美国，不管你种什么，它长出来的尺寸都是比较大的。
And it is easy for us to grow anything here.
在这里很容易能够种一些花草树木。
This is a free country.
这是一个自由的国家。
If you want it, you can make things big.
如果你要呢，你都可以让许多事情产生的很好的结果。
So we are just like those bamboos.
所以我们就好像故事中的竹子一样。
And then we grow bigger and bigger, taller and taller.
我们越长越壮，越长越高。
Our branches are spreading out far and wide.
我们的枝叶越长越茂盛。
We feel good about of ourselves.
常常我们觉得自己是不错的。
But wait a minute.
但是等一下。
We take a look at the next bamboo tree.
你看看隔壁的那棵竹子。
Oh, it is taller.
比我们还高。
It has more green leaves.
它的叶子比我还多。
The branches is even pushing me over now.
它的枝叶长得这么茂盛，都已经抵到我这边来了。
I cannot be defeated by it.
我不能够失败，我不能被它打败。
I must visit Home Depot.
我得到那个家具店去。
I will get more fertilizer.
我要买更多的肥料。
I need to nourish myself so I can grow bigger.
我要让我自己长得更好更大。
That's the story of our lives.
我们的生命就好像就是这样。
We are in a mode of competition.
我们不断地与人竞争比较。
Sometimes we willingly to choose it.
有的时候我们自愿选择如此。
Sometimes we are forced by other people.
有的时候我们竞争是被迫于别人的。
I have a lot of sympathies for those who applied for college.
我对于那些申请大学的孩子们非常有怜悯。
Whether you like it or not, you have to start studying for SAT, maybe 8th grade and 9th grade.
不管你喜不喜欢，也许你八九年级的时候就开始要补习 SAT.
And some people choose to do it.
有些人是自愿去补。
Good for you.
对你是好的。
But if you're not willing,
如果你不是自愿去补的
，Well, you still have to do it.
你还是得去补的。
That's the world we are living in.
因为这就是我们活在的世界里。
Because why?
为什么？
We cannot help it.
我们没有办法自救的。
Because we really want to make ourselves better.
因为我们所有的目标就是让我自己更好。
We are so used to having power.
我们喜欢有能力。
And then we are not willing to let go of our own power.
我们不愿意放弃我们的能力。
Beauty of the bamboo tree is a power.
那个竹子的美丽呢，就是它的能力。
The function of a bamboo tree is its power.
它的枝叶所产生的功能就是它的能力。
Is there any man or woman today that don't like his own beauty?
有哪一个男人、女人不喜欢自己英俊或美丽的？
If that's so, then we don't have that much, that big a market for makeups in this world.
若是那是事实的话，我们很多的那个业界的所有这些产品就不需要了。
Even for a minister like me.
甚至像我一个传道人。
Yesterday we have a dinner with family.
我们昨天
lunch with the family.
跟家人一起吃中饭。
Someone just make a casual comment.
有一个人随便说了一句。
Your hair is white now.
说你的头发都白了。
And I say, well, this is my pride. This is wisdom.
我说这是我的荣耀，代表我的智慧。
And I can kind of turn it around.
我可以想办法讲句话了，把那个想法改掉。
But then she said.
但是这位亲戚继续说。
You're thinning out too.
不仅是白了，而且你开始掉头发了。
Then I cannot say anything.
那我就不晓得要如何来回答了。
Too bad.
我只能说太不幸了。
That's not wisdom.
这个可不是智慧，让你掉头发。
I'm losing it.
因为我在失去这些东西。
I'm not willing to lose anything.
我不愿意失去什么。
Not even a strand of my hair.
甚至不愿意失去一点小小的头发。
I mean, I'm not born ugly.
我不是一个很丑陋的人。
I want to stay beautiful.
我希望继续保持我的容貌。
But before I can admit to it,
但是在我还不能承认之前，
someone pointed it out to me.
已经有人告诉我，我已经失去，渐渐失去我的美貌。
Ouch!
The ouch!
That hurts.
好痛啊！
It's a small thing.
这些还是小事呢。
Have you had the same experience?
你有没有类似的经验呢？
Someone don't mean to hurt you.
人家讲这话不代表要伤害你。
But because you love yourself so much.
但是因为我们太爱我们自己了。
Ouch.
就会说啊，痛。
It hurts.
这个好讲这个话好痛啊。
We to hear these words are very hurtful.
就听到人家这样的讲论是很心痛的。
We are very fragile people.
因为我们是很脆弱的。
We do not know what life is.
我们不知道生命真正是什么意思。
But we experience using of power.
但是我们很惯于拥有或使用能力。
So we think having power is being lively.
我们觉得能够有能力呢，这就是生命的价值。
So the young boy, they say, don't bother me.
所以年轻的男孩子会说，不要打扰我。
I'm doing my stuff.
我正在忙着玩 game.
That's the game boy.
我正在忙着玩我的 game boy.
I don't know what is in of today.
我不知道你们现在流行的是什么。
Huh? The youngest one here tell me what the young people like to play these days. Huh?Wii? Oh, the Wii. I've seen it on TV. They kind of wave and then something is happening on the screen.
现在最流行的玩具叫 Wii.
That is like the first time I have my remote control in hand.
那是我第一次能够拿到，你们现在对 Wii 的感受就好像我第一次拿到那个遥控器一样。
I feel so powerful.
我觉得我何等的有能力啊。
Four channels.
四 ,just four?
Back then,
对，四个频道。
I can switch to one.
我可以按一。
Two or three or four.
三或四。
Powerful.
我何等有能力呀、啊、
！Because I have to go towards the TV and then.
因为以前我得、
like、that before.
我得走到电视机面前转那个频道。
But now I have a remote control.
但现在我有这个遥控器。
And if you tell these young people today,
如果你告诉现在在座的年轻人
，They say what the?
他们对遥控器的反应说：“那怎么了不起
？”I have a Wii that I can do anything I want.
你还不知道我有一个玩具叫 Wii， 那个 power 才大呢。
Well, I say good for you.
我说哇，那你是很幸运的。
You are more powerful than me.
你比我还有能力。
But what is true power?
但是什么是真的能力
？True power has to be coming from God.
真的能力来自于神。
The gospel is the power of God.
圣经告诉我们说，福音本是神的大能。
It's not for your self gratification.
不是为我们自己做什么。
It's not for you to help think of how good and beautiful you are.
这个能力不是让我们来认识说我有多么美丽。
The power of God has one purpose.
神的能力只有一个目的。
That is to save.
就是要拯救。
So I feel very happy for the young ones of today.
对着年轻人呢，我是为他们高兴。
But I'm a little bit worried for the young ones as well.
但是同时我也为他们有忧虑。
Because everyone is so get.Accustomed to having power.
因为每一个人都这么习惯拥有很多的能力。
I know of myself.
我对我自己有一点认识。
Once I have the power, it's harder to let go.
当我一旦拥有一个能力的时候，我很难放弃这个能力。
If the young ones of today possess so much power,
若是我们的下一代现在这么惯于拥有许多的能力，
it is harder for them to really understand the message of the cross.
对他来说将会更难认识十字架所带来的信息和福音。
Because they don't know what suffering means.
因为他们太方便了，不知道什么是受苦。
You know, young people today.
今天的年轻人。
We ask you to study and to do homework.
我们要求你回家做功课。
That's the only thing you are asked to do today.
几乎你可以说这是你现在唯一需要做的一件事。
We don't even ask you to do laundry anymore.
我们没有。Well, 我们没有要叫你们洗衣服。
But I have a boy, she has three girls, that's different.
我没有叫我的儿子洗衣服。
We don't ask him to cook.
我们也没有要求你们做晚饭。
We don't ask him of anything.
我们没有叫你做任何其他的事。
Just study for crying out loud.
只要做功课，不要抱怨。
And you know, the people of today do not quite know what suffering is.
因此，这个时代的人不太了解受苦是什么意思。
Sometimes they think studying is suffering.
甚至到这程度，觉得念书是受苦。
Wake up.
醒来吧。
Studying is not suffering.
念书绝对不是受苦。
Studying is enjoyment.
念书是享受。
It's good for you.
因为对你有益。
It's good medicine.
是好的良药苦口。
It will heal you of your ignorance.
会让你的无知的疾病渐渐得到医治。
It will help you to be a better person.
让你渐渐成为一个好一点的人。
As far as using your mind to reason.
让你知道怎么样使用你的你的逻辑来理论。
Our God does not force himself upon anyone.
我们的神永远不勉强任何人。
But if you refuse to awaken to the power of God.
但是你若是拒绝 向着神醒过来。
If you keep thinking everything is about you，
如果是你一直在你生命中只知道你自己。
If I don't feel it, I don't hear it, I don't touch it, I don't believe。
若是我没有办法感觉到它、看见到它、触摸到它，那我就不信。
That's the danger of today。
这就是今日世代的危险。
You must use your heart to come before God。
来到神面前，你要用你的心。
Psalm 145 says。
在诗篇。145篇说
The Lord is gracious and merciful.
耶和华有恩惠有怜悯
Slow to anger and great in loving kindness.
不轻易发怒大有慈爱
The Lord is good to all.
耶和华善待万民
And his mercies are over all his works.
他的慈悲覆庇他一切所造的
All your works shall give thanks to you.
神啊你一切所造的都要称谢你
And your godly one shall bless you
你的圣名也要称颂你
They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power
他们要传说你国的荣耀谈论你的大能
To make known to the sons of men your mighty acts and the glory of the majesty of your kingdom
好叫世人知道你大能的作为并你国度威严的荣耀
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom
你的国是永远的国
And your dominion endures throughout all generations
执掌的权柄存到万代。
And for the people who do not know the Lord，
对于那些不认识神的人
，or they only know the Lord superficially，
或者在表面上认识神的
，and they would say， Lord， I do not quite understand。
他会说神啊，我不算明白。
How does people get to know so much about the Lord？
为什么会有其他的人对你有这么大的认识
？And they say one day to the Lord Jesus。
因此他们有一天对神对主耶稣说
I want to experience that too
我也要经历他们所经历的
But how
但是我如何能经历
Teach us Lord how to pray
哦神啊指教我的心如何祷告
And the Lord Jesus said
主耶稣就说
All you need to do is to pray like this
你们要像这样子来祷告
For yours is the kingdom and power and glory Forever, Amen.
他说，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是他的。Amen.
That is the turning of the heart.
这代表一个新的转向。
If you think your kingdom is this world,
如果你觉得你的国度是在今天这个世界，
you will trust the power of this world.
那你就会信赖今天世界里的能力。
You will seek after the glory of this world.
你会追求这个世上的荣耀。
And for that, you pay a price.
追求这些荣耀，你要付一个代价。
They are not for free.
这不是免费的。
But the kingdom and the power and the glory of our Lord is free.
但是我们神他的国度权柄荣耀却是免费的。
As long as you recognize and come to the Lord and say, Lord, I want you.
只要你认识并且来到神的面前说主我要。
And we are very clever people today.
我们岂不都是聪明的人吗？
It's not that we don't understand the story of the bamboos.
不是我们对这个竹子故事的意义不了解。
We understand that the Lord has a plan for us and he wants to use every one of us.
我们知道神对我们每一个人都有一个目的并且要使用我们。
But in order for us to allow the Lord to work on us,
但是为了让神能够来使用
we have to recognize that the kingdom belongs to him.
我们必须认识一件事就是国度属于神的。
And we are not seeking of the kingdom of this world.
我们不是追求地上的国度。
But we are seeking the kingdom that is forever.
而是一个永远的国度。
The power that is forever.
一个永远的能力。
And the glory that is forever.
永远的荣耀。
The power we possess in this world is temporal.
这个世界上能给我们的能力或权柄都是暂时的。
I tell my son all the time.
我常常告诫我的儿子。
You think you are studying very hard.
你觉得你念书很认真。
But one day the school days will be done.
但有一天你要从学校里毕业的。
One day you won't have the chance to study like this.
有一天你再也不能够努力读书了。
And one day you won't have the time to even study like this.
你甚至没有时间来读书了。
And you won't have the energy to study like this.
或者你会没有能量、没有能力来读书
了。Our elderly sister is 80 years old.
我刚才我们两老姊妹她说她80岁。
She said, "Oh, I have pain here and I have body ache there."
她常常知道她身上有各种的不舒适。
And sometimes, what does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Meaning she is losing her earthly power.
就表示我们失去我们在地上的力量。
What she used to be able to do, she cannot do anymore.
她以前所能做的，今天不能做了。
Don't take pride in your earthly power.
所以不要依靠在地上的力量。
And sometimes, you know, you buy a new car.
有的时候我们买一部新车。
Oh, you're so proud of it.
我们非常的觉得得意。
Oh, I have no scratch in my car.
哦，你看连一点这个疤痕都没有。
And I polish it once a week.
我每一个礼拜把它擦得雪亮。
I take care of it.
照顾得非常好。
You cannot eat or drink in my car.
别人上我的车坐，不可以在我车上吃或喝。
I want to keep it clean.
因为我要保持它非常的干净。
Nothing wrong with that.
这个是没有什么错的。
But I think you spend too much time on your car.
但是我觉得你可能花太多时间在你的车子上。
That's my feeling.
这是我个人的感觉。
That's why my wife keeps saying.
这是我姊妹常常告诉我。
Your car is so dirty.
你的车子好脏啊。
So we have to semi-clean it.
所以我们多少总要打扫一下的。
But then we are not counting on this power of the car.
但是我们不依赖车子所带给我们的能力。
Even you keep it spiffy clean.
就算我们保持得非常干净
When it breaks down, it breaks down.
当它抛锚的时候它还是要抛锚的
I always think it's ridiculous.
我常常觉得这是很荒谬的
To have a brand new looking car but break down by the freeway.
如果你在 freeway 上看到一个全新的车在路边抛锚着
Our vessel is going to break down.
我们这个器皿也是会抛锚的
It is just ridiculous to keep yourself beautiful and young on the outside.
所以呢不要花太多时间让我们外面看起来好像年轻
You must be young at heart.
而是要在心境上年轻。
To possess a new power from on high.
从上面得着一个能力。
Then even though your outer body dies.
因此即使我们外面的肉体会衰坏。
But you possess the kingdom and glory and power forever.
但是我们却能够得着那个永远国度的荣耀和权柄。
Christians does not believe in a temporal God.
因此基督徒所信的不是一个暂时的神。
We don't believe in anything temporal.
我们不相信任何暂时的事物。
Our kingdom is to come.
因为我们的国度还没有来。
That is eternal.
而那是一个永远的国度。
If you spend a little time in your youth, young age to possess the power of this world,
若是你在你年轻的岁月里用一点时间追求地上的权利
I say do whatever is necessary for you to live on in this world.
我的劝告是你活在这世中你做你需要生存该做的事情
But I know God's heart.
但是我知道在神的心中
He wants to summon you to come forward to him.
他要征召你到他的面前
His gospel is to give you his power.
他的福音呢是要把他的能力赐给你
So that you can live on and on and on.
所以你可以活到永永远远
Not only for you.
不仅是为了你而已
But for your family.
但是并且为着你的家人
For the young people.
为着年轻的世代
Not only for you,
不仅仅是为你
But one day will be for your husband or wife
年轻人啊你活着不仅是为你而且有一天你要为着你的配偶而活着
We study to prepare ourselves for the future
今天我们努力读书为了将来
We believe in God and we possess the power right now
我们若是今天就信神我们就有他的能力
If we allow the power of God to come onto us
我们若是让神的能力进到我们的生命里
And then the Lord will flow through us.
神就能够从我们身上流出去。
One day we can help others.
我们就能帮助别人。
One day there is someone that we really care for.
有一天你会非常的关切某一些人。
And we will be able to help them.
而我们就能够靠着神帮助他们。
Whether you like it or not,
不管你喜不喜欢。
You will not be that beautiful someday.
我们不会永远年轻美丽。
You will not be that powerful someday.
我们不会永远有力量。
And I've been running these days.
这些日子我常出去跑步。
Because sometimes my heart is heavy.
因为有时候我觉得呼吸不过来，心脏很沉重。
And so I need to run.
所以我要去运动。
Get my blood pumping again.
让我的心脏再开始。
I want to serve the Lord a few more years. I want to serve the Lord a few more years.
因为我想再多服侍主几年。
And especially after I hear I'm losing hair.
特别人已经告诉我的头发越来越稀少的时候。
And maybe one day I will say, even though I'm bald.
也许有一天我会说，即使我现在是光头的。
But I possess great power.
但是我拥有大的能力。
The power that God saves.
是神拯救的大能。
I don't want to stay young as a minister.
我不要做一个永远年轻貌美英俊的传道人。
I want to stay powerful as a minister.
而我要做一个有神能力的传道人。
And I believe you also like that.
我相信你的希望也是如此。
You cannot afford to miss the gospel of God.
你不可以失去或错过了神福音的大能。
How would the Lord save us?
神如何拯救我们呢?
One day Jesus Christ came onto the cross.
有一天耶稣基督来到十架上。
We cannot give up ourselves.
我们没有办法自我放弃。
We don't like people hurting us.
我们不喜欢别人伤害我们。
No one can hurt Jesus.
但是却没有人能够伤害耶稣。
But our Lord Jesus said, I'm willing to lay down my life.
可是他甘愿地放下他自己的生命。
That willingness to put down his own life.
那个乐意牺牲自己的。
Is the power of God for salvation.
就是神借着福音所传送的大能。
Husband and wife cannot help but argue every now and then.
常常配偶之间有争吵。
And a lot of times I say my wife is more powerful.
有的时候我也许说我的太太是比我有能力的。
Because she is the first one to stay quiet.
因为她总是先说好不要吵了。
And she doesn't want to fight.
她不要再争吵了。
And this man of pride.
而我这个骄傲的人啊。
I want to keep saying to the end.
我还要继续争执下去。
But at the end I always recognize.
但到末了我常常明白一件事
When I'm not willing to lay down my life,
当我不愿意放下我自己的时候
I may be smart with words,
也许我讲的话是很聪明的
I may be skillful with words,
也许我很有技巧的跟他争论
but I lost the battle,
但是呢我却输了这场争论
and then even though I win with words,
也许我的话语上胜过他了
I'm mad at myself,
但是我常常对我自己很生气
How come so powerless towards my wife?
为什么我对我自己太太好像没什么能力
I'm speaking of these so that you know this happens every day.
这样是常常发生。
We are no better than anybody else.
我们并不会比在座任何一个人好。
Minister or not, we are the same kind of
people. 传道人与否，我们都是一样的人。
We all need Jesus to save us.
我们都需要耶稣拯救的恩典。
When no one is willing to lay down his own life.
当我们没有一个人愿意放下自己的时候
Jesus saves.
耶稣他能拯救。
Jesus said, "No one can take my life away."
耶稣自己说，没有人能够把我的命夺去。
But I'm willing to lay it down.
我是愿甘愿舍的。
When Jesus was hung on the cross,
当他挂在十字架上的时候
，People laughed at him.
人讥笑他。
If you're a son of God, why don't you come down? Prove
你若真是神的儿子，你下来我们就相信你。
Jesus does not reply.
但是耶稣根本不回答。
That powerlessness upon the cross is true power.
那个好像在十字架上没有能力的情形却是真的大能。
He doesn't respond to the people who don't know him.
他拒绝回答那些不认识他人的询问。
But he responds to the people who truly want him.
但对于那些真的在需要他的人的要求的时候他却回答。
The Lord Jesus said upon the cross.
当主耶稣在十字架上的时候。
It is finished.
他说成了。
When he said it is finished,
当他说成了的时候
Oh, what hope for all of us.
对我们来说这何等的盼望啊
We are hopeless people.
我们以前是没有希望的
We want to fight on to the last breath.
我们要一直挣扎到最后一口气息
Even we die, we say we want to fight on.
即使在死亡面临的时候面临死亡的时候我们仍然挣扎
The Lord Jesus said it is finished.
但是主耶稣却在死亡面临的时候说
Let go of his last breath.
成了然后呼了最后一口气
He died for all of us.
他为我们所有的人死了
But we praise the Lord, this is the power of God.
我们赞美神因为这是神的能力
For the Holy One will not be going decay.
因为那圣者必不见朽坏
Our Lord will raise him up on the first day.
因此第三日我们的主从死里复活了
From that on, every one of us can be hopeful.
从那个时刻开始我们每一个人都有了真实的盼望
For the cross is not the end.
因为十架不是终结
But it is the power of God.
而是神的大能
Without this power,
没有这个能力
You will never know God.
我们永远不能认识神。
You will never know His power and glory.
我们永远不会认识他的能力和荣耀。
But today,
今天
the Lord beckons every one of us.
他在我们心门外敲门。
Only if you are willing.
唯有当你真心愿意
to wake up to His calling.
愿意醒悟过来，答应他的呼召。
Whether you realize that you need it or not.
不管你知不知道，你需不需要他。
Do you rather have Jesus?
你岂不宁愿有耶稣吗?
Or you want to hold on to your own power?
还是你要自己保守住自己的能力?
The greatest power every man possesses that is from God.
每一个人能够拥有最大的能力乃来自神。
God has given us a great power to use.
神赐给我们大能来使用。
That's the power of our free will.
就是我们自由的意志。
He made his power available.
他的能力是存在的
He wants you to choose.
但是在乎我们要不要
If you want to choose the power in this world,
你若是选择他的能力
you will spend the rest of your life pursuing that.
你一生之久你都不断地来追求并不断得着
But if you want the power of God forever,
但是你若是要神的能力在你身上是永远的
you can have it now.
你今天就可以得到
When we sing the hymn again,
当我们再唱诗歌的时候
I'd rather have Jesus.
我们要唱我宁愿有耶稣
We only sing this first stanza.
我们只唱第一节
And for those who are willing to have and rather have Jesus.
对于那些宁愿有耶稣的
Whether you are
无论
Christian for a long time,
你是基督徒多年了
And, or whether you have never heard of the gospel before.
或者也许你是第一次听见神的福音。
But because you truly rather have Jesus.
但是因为你真的心里想说我宁愿有耶稣。
I ask you to stand to sing this hymn.
我要邀请你站起来与我们一同唱这首诗。
But don't stand because the next one is standing.
但是不要因着你的旁边的人站起来你站起来。
You only stand because you choose Jesus.
你站起来因为你选择要有耶稣。
Jesus has chosen you.
耶稣也已经选择你了。
And he is asking your permission to work on you.
耶稣已经选了你，但他现在要求你的答应来选择他。
Stand on your own feet for the Lord.
为着耶稣的缘故，你才站起来。
Because you are the bamboo that the Lord is now choosing.
因为我们是他所拣选的那个竹子。
He will use you.
他会使用我们。
Sometimes he may even deprive you of your own power and beauty.
在这过程中，他甚至可能剥夺我们的美丽和能力。
But God will make you the glorious bamboo ever live.
但是至终，神要让你成为最荣耀的那个竹子。
If you rather have Jesus.
如果你宁愿有耶稣。
We'll sing stanza one only.
我们唱第一节。
If you rather to have Jesus,
若是你真的宁愿有耶稣
and want to allow Jesus to use you for His glory,
让耶稣为着他的荣耀使用你
rest assured in Jesus saves,
请相信我，耶稣能拯救
He will save you from what you are not able to do yourself.
他将拯救你从一切你所不能的情形里出来
So we will pray for Christians like this.
因此为这样子基督徒我们要祷告
Lord Jesus we thank you
耶稣我们感谢你
For your calling has no regrets
因为你的选召没有失望的
When every child responded to you
当每一个你的儿女来答应你呼召的时候
You remember and hold them fast in your hand
你永远记得并且将他们握在你的手中
Thank you Lord for your vast domain
谢谢主你的大能
Though we may be bound for a time,
也许我们受一时的实地的拘束
but then when we behold you,
但是当我们仰望你
we see your kingdom come,
我们看见你的国度要降临
Lord Jesus, use our brothers and sisters who are committed to you now,
耶稣基督使用那些现在把自己献给你的儿女
to further your gospel,
来传扬你的福音
to bring your blessings to their friends and families around them,
把你的祝福带到他们的生活所爱的家人朋友当中
We ask this in Jesus name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告 Amen.
Amen. We ask everyone who have already committed yourself to sit down and for those who first received the Lord Jesus
对于那些已经信主的儿女请你们坐下
And if there's anyone who has not accepted Jesus as your personal savior yet I ask you to remain standing
对今天来到我们当中的福音朋友，我们请你继续站着。
He said, "Thank you, Jesus." Any more?
还有没有
？And if you have received the Lord Jesus the first time today,
若是今天是你第一次接受耶稣。
And I will pray for you.
现在我要为你们祷告。
As I pray, I want you to follow me.
当我为你祷告的时候，请你重复。
My dear Lord Jesus.
我亲爱的主耶稣。
You are good and merciful.
你是满有恩惠和怜悯。
You know my true need before I know it myself.
在我认识自己真实需要之前，你已经知道。
When I cannot give up my own power.
当我好像不能放下我自己。
Lord, I thank you for you have given up yours.
但是我感谢你，你先放弃了你的。
You saved me on the cross.
你在十字架上拯救了我。
I trust you in the cross.
我信任你。
Thank you for removing my sin burdens.
谢谢你移去我的罪恶与重担。
And I now ask you to lead me on with your nail-pierced hand.
我现在要求你钉痕的手引导我的前途。
As I learn Jesus Christ's way,
当我认识耶稣的时候。
As I learn the way of Jesus Christ,
当我认识耶稣基督的道路。
I want you, Lord, please help me to walk after you every day.
主啊，请帮助我天天跟随你而行。
Until we enter into your glory,
直到我进入你荣耀的那日
to possess your great power,
亲眼看见你的大能
and to rejoice with all believers in your kingdom,
并与所有的信徒在你国度中一同喜乐
Thank you, Jesus, to be good to me.
谢谢主，谢谢你的良善
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我这样祷告，奉主的名
Amen.
Amen.